Well, all through this month, all through this year, give him glory, appreciate him. It is of the Lord's mercies that you and I have not been consumed. Thank him from the depth of your heart this morning. We have every reason to appreciate him. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Someone this morning, thank him. Thank him and exalt his majesty. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. What a mighty God you are. Now you are in his presence this morning. Ask for his grace. Ask for the fullness of his joy. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, I'm here to partake of the joy this morning, the joy of your word. Lord, send forth your word unto me this morning. Lord, engrace me on the altar of prayer this morning. Cause me to pray passionately the prayer that must be answered this morning. And as you send forth your word, let it be a blessing unto me. Lord, give me an encounter on your word this morning. Give me an encounter of a lifetime, an encounter with your word. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, appreciate him again. Give him glory, give him honor, because he has heard us. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand as we invite the praise team.
Elohim, Elohim, Jehovah, you are God. The master of the universe, Elohim, Elohim, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sing it again. Elohim, Elohim, we celebrate you, Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve.
strength of our hearts. We are ascribing all the thanks and giving all the glory back to him. For his hand has opened all the churches, the doors to all the churches. The evidences are here. The testimony is here. Father, we have come again. We are saying thank you. We are saying thank you this morning for opening the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. We celebrate your mighty hand, your hand of intervention, your turnaround hand that has done this great work. We magnify you. Someone lift up your voice and give quality thanks to our Father and to our God. We are thanking him because the plans of the adversary have been put to shame. The gang up of hell has been nullified. Father, we thank you again for the victory won, for opening the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. We are hearing the testimonies. We are seeing your intervention. Therefore, we have come this morning thanking you again, glorifying your name, magnifying your name for your great intervention, for your great work in opening the doors to the churches of Christ across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice. Let's together give him quality thanks because the siege is over. Victory has been won. Let's magnify him. Let's glorify him because when he opens, no one can shut. Let's glorify our Father this morning for opening the doors to the churches across the nations of the earth. Father, we have come. We are thanking you for opening the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. Thank you for putting to shame the counsel of the wicked. Thank you for bringing to naught the plans of the adversary. Lord, we thank you. Lift up your voice, everyone, and show your voice of gratitude. It's ascending to God this morning. We are thanking him and doing that consciously, doing that from the depth of our hearts. Father, we are saying thank you for opening the doors by your mighty outstretched hand, the doors to the churches of Christ, the church of Christ across the nations of the earth. We magnify you. We celebrate your intervention. Lift up your voice and show you are giving quality thanks to our God and to our Father this morning for his great hand of intervention in opening the doors to all churches across the nations of the earth. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. And in Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please give the Lord a big hand this morning, and you may be seated.
We shall yet rise to pray, saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church all through this year. Amen. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 12, paraphrased, For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, smite the firstborn of both man and beast, and execute judgment against all their gods. Let's rise as we pray. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church all through this year. Your expectation must be on key right now as we pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. We invoke vengeance. We invoke destruction upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus, remember you are the church and I am the church. Therefore, pray with everything within you. Our Father and our God, by the blood of Jesus, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church all through this year. We address the gods of the lands, the powers that be in every nation, every city, every village across the nations of the earth where we are represented. We summon them right now under the vengeance of the Holy Ghost. We summon them today under the judgment that is written. In the name of Jesus, they are destroyed with double destruction that are resisting our continuous growth all through this year. Are you praying this prayer? With faith in your heart, we are engaging in warfare against the powers that be, against the gods of the land, resisting our continuous growth as a church. All through this year, every attempt to stop our growth as a church, our Father, let there be vengeance instant. Let there be judgment instant. In the name of Jesus, our Father, by the blood of the Lamb, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting our continuous growth as a church, resisting our continuous advancement as a church in any nation, any city, any land, all through this year. In the name of Jesus, somebody's voice is heard, somebody's presence is registered before the Lord as we cry out in faith, our Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus, every attempt, every installation, every association, every declaration, whatever oppression is put in place by the gods of the land against our continuous growth as a church, Lord, let your vengeance swallow them up. Let your vengeance destroy them. In the name of Jesus, ours is continuous growth all through the year. Whatever rises against it comes under the vengeance of the Lord. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, we invoke vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus, he has done it before. He has not changed. As it happened in Egypt, oh God, let it be replicated and repeated again and again in our favor as a church. We invoke vengeance upon all the gods of the land, wherever they may be, whatever may be their mode of oppression, the vengeance of the Lord is against them that are resisting our continuous growth this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church all through this year. Is God hearing your voice? Are you praying in faith? Lift up your voice right now and engage in this warfare. Our Father and our God, we decree vengeance. We invoke vengeance upon all the gods of the land, not one escaping, as it was in Egypt. Let all the gods of the land, all the powers that be, come under the vengeance of the Lord for resisting the continuous growth of this church. As they rise, let them scatter. As they gather, let them come to naught. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of the everlasting covenant, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church all through this year. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and praise. We celebrate you. These prayers are answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
In a moment, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your miracle-stirring word, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this year. Can I hear the loudest amen? Amen. Acts chapter 9, verse 35, I paraphrase, after Aeneas was healed by the word of God, all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your miracle-stirring word. Continue to send us the rain of your miracle-stirring word, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this year, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this year,
lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your miracle stirring word, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church even this year. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear the sound of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us, the rain of your miracle stirring word, your miracle working word, thereby drafting unprecedented and abiding multitudes into this church all through this year. Father, this is our prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. Continue to send to us the rain of your miracle working word, of your testimony provoking word, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church even this year. Someone lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you pray in faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send to us the rain of your miracle stirring word, the rain of your miracle working word, the rain of your miracle provoking word, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this year. Drafting abiding multitudes into this church this year. Let the Lord hear the sound of your voice this morning. Lift up your voice. Pray fervently. Pray from your heart. Pray believing. Father, in the name of Jesus, our prayer this morning is that you continue to send us the rain of your miracle stirring word, of your miracle provoking word, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church even this year. Drafting abiding multitudes into this church even this year. Father Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, continue to send us, the rain of your miracle stirring word. Someone lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you intercede this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your miracle stirring word, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this year. Thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this year. Lift up your voice on high. Let the heavens hear the voice of your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send to us the rain of your miracle producing word, your miracle stirring word, your miracle provoking word, thereby drafting abiding multitudes into this church this year. Thereby drafting, oh Lord, unprecedented multitudes into this church this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to send us the rain of your miracle stirring word. Lift up those hands. Appreciate God for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
Hallelujah. We will yet be rising up to pray, and this time we'll be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 14, the scripture says, whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Please, let's rise. Together, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. in the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rise up as one man this morning and we pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, this morning we decree their hands will not be able to perform their enterprise. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, none of our new converts shall go back. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God of heaven, we lift up our voice unto you this morning. We come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Pray with all fervency. Jesus, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God of heaven, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be our God and our King. Let it be Almighty God, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it be, Lord Jesus, let it be, Lord Jesus, that every new convert that you have brought into this church shall be established forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, no power of darkness shall be able to draw any one of them back to the world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you have brought them, you will establish them. Let the Lord hear you this morning. Let the Lord hear you this morning. Let the Lord hear you this morning. Every power of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world, we come against you this morning. We come against you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against you in the name of Jesus. We come against you in the name of Jesus. Thereby, our new convert shall be established in the church and in the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord God of heaven, this morning we lift up our voice to say we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it be, O Lord God. Let it be, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
We yet again rise to pray, and when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Amen. That amen can be stronger. Amen. And Numbers 11:31, paraphrased, a wind went from the Lord and brought in quails into the camp of Israel, and it was a day's journey on one side and the other side, and 2 cubits high on the surface of the earth. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Will you lift up your voice and pray fervently this morning? Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind. A mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Will you lift up your voice and pray fervently this morning? Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind. Let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Is somebody engaged in his heart, praying with faith? Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind. Let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Unprecedented multitude, as it were, that the wind went forth from the Lord of the sea and brought in quails into the camp of Israel. Let it be, Lord, like a mighty rushing wind. Lord, draft in unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register your voice of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register your voice of intercession. Pray with faith and fervency in the name of Jesus. Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lord, this is our heart desire. We pray earnestly this morning. Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Let it be, Lord. This is our heart desire. Is someone praying fervently this morning? Father, this is a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Father, this is our heart desire, and we pray this morning, let the Holy Ghost come down as a mighty rushing wind, drafting unprecedented multitude into this church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice and let's give him thanks for answered prayers. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
At this time, we shall be rising up to pray, and we shall be praying our personal supplication. As we go before the Lord, giving expression to our desires, let's remember his word, Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 12. Jeremiah 29, 12. The Bible says, "Then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." With this understanding, please rise upon your feet, wherever you may be across the world, and begin to pour out your soul unto God. Pray with confidence, because God has given us the word of assurance. As we call on him and we pray unto him, God will hearken unto us. He will hearken unto you right now. Pour your heart unto him. Make sure you are connected. Make sure you are speaking to the Lord. Pour out your soul unto him. Remember, he has given us his word of assurance. He will hearken. God is hearkening. Make sure you are connected to him right now. Right now, begin to give thanks unto God for answered prayers. Thank him. Bless him, praise him, give him all the glory, give him all the thanks. It is done. Father, we thank you this day for answered prayers, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated and give the Lord a big clap offering.
Right now in this service, it is testimony time. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies and you shall be blessed. Number one, supernatural turnaround via kingdom service. I want to bless the name of the Lord for giving me his mercy and grace to break ground in this season. To the shame of the devil, God has indeed made me a living testimony. I've been living with HIV virus for 3 years. And I was believing God for his divine healing. And also a change of story in my education. When the Wonder Double prophetic season started, I commit myself to it tirelessly by making sure I was on the go for Jesus daily. I also engaged in praying kingdom advancement prayers and fasting for souls. I also dedicated myself to serving God wholeheartedly. Though at the beginning of the prophetic season, things were not on the bright side for me, but I never gave up on God. When the bishop declared our week of reward, I changed my asking from God to thanking and praising him. Even when walking on the street, I praised God. I was led by the Spirit of God to check my status again, and to the glory of God, I was confirmed HIV negative. God also changed my financial status, and I received full scholarship to study abroad. I bless the name of God. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. The testifier is Udemezu Chinedu. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise for this amazing heart of God. Number two, business breakthrough via post-resurrection encounter. I am a clearing agent, and in November 2019, I was denied a contract worth millions of CFA. However, on April 12, 2020, during the Easter service, when Bishop David Oyedepo declared the post-resurrection encounter, he added, "Some will have their own encounter today." I keyed into it and positioned myself for an encounter. While in that service, the Lord gave me some specific instructions, and I engaged with them. 12 days later, on April 24, Jesus showed up. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. The contract, which was swallowed up by the enemy since November 2019, was awarded back to me on May 21st, 2020. I delivered successfully the first container tied to the contract. I returned all the glory to God for supernatural restoration by my encounter with the resurrected Christ. The testifier is Christina Bamana, all the way from Togo Republic. Let's celebrate Jesus for this amazing act of God. And I mean, please rise to your feet and give Jesus more big hand of praise.
Shall we lift our hands and voices and give glory to God for these awesome testimonies of his mighty hand at work in our midst? Let's glorify him. Let's honor him. Let's give praise and glory unto his name. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the adoration. Our Father, we have come to thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. Thank him also for the answers to our prayers, that we have not prayed in vain, but that God has heard us and granted us our petitions. Let us give thanks to him. Let's give glory to his name. Father, we say thank you and we bless your holy name. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, speak to me this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. I've come to hear from you today. Speak directly to me today. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, we thank you again and we give you the praise for all that you have done. Thank you for the testimonies of your mighty hand at work in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for the answers you have given to our prayers. And Lord, right now, we are before you asking that you will speak to us. Amen. By your word, let each one of us be transformed. Amen. We give you the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation for this week has been serving God is every believer's covenant responsibility. And we have established the fact from God's word that being a servant of God is simply serving God and the interest of his kingdom. In other words, it is not a title, it is a task. It is not a title, it is a task. It is not a position, but it is a function. And all through the scripture, we have discovered that everyone who yields themselves to serve God's purpose is identified by God as his servant. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 16, the Bible makes clear to us there, it says that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, whom ye obey. So every task or assignment or agenda given to us by God that we consistently commit to obeying makes us servants of God. Whether young or old, male or female, with or without a title, serving his purpose makes you a servant of God. And serving God has unusual rewards with no comparison on the earth. And I pray that those rewards will begin to find expression in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this morning, we're going to look specifically at the fact that you don't have to be a prophetess to serve God. You don't have to be a prophetess to serve God. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. The Bible tells us there, it says that when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. There is no mention there of any title. He said, when you pray, enter into your closet. And as you are there doing what he's asking you to do, he said, your Father that sees in secret will make the reward of it open. In the same book of Matthew chapter 6, we are told the kind of prayer that he's referring to, beginning from verse 9 all the way to verse 10. It tells us there, he said, after this manner you are to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What next? Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So in that closet, he's referring to our engagement in kingdom advancement prayer. Advancing the cause of God on the altar of prayer. In the same vein, it tells us in verse 17 and verse 18, he said, when thou fastest, he said, anoint thy head and wash thy face. He said that thou appear not to men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. So we can pray and we can fast for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And as we are doing that, the Father sees us in secret and begins to decorate us openly. It is always said that behind the glory, there is always a story. And the story behind the glory is always a story of stewardship. Secret engagement is what will always result in open enthronement. I see that becoming somebody's experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll take a case study of this woman in scriptures called Anna.
a widow of 84 years old who was described as a servant of God. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 37, we are told there concerning Anna. It says she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. That was the key to her distinction. She served God with fasting and prayer night and day. You see a woman who should have been written off, but her story is written off because she fasted and prayed, serving God night and day. Rather than being relegated, she's recognized on the basis of her stewardship. So our engagement, just like we see concerning Anna, is able to reposition and change our story. What must have been said about Anna before would have only been, she's a widow. But today, she's written off rather than being written off. They would have written off her story, but now she's being written off in scriptures. We are reading her story now because of her engagement, her identity that should have been wiped off. Today, we see it being spoken of on the basis of her secret engagement. Night and day, she kept serving God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12, we are told there, be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So if we see it as a pattern in the life of a woman like Anna, then it's available for each one of us. Whatever he says to one, he says to all. I see grace coming upon each one of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, it's important to note this evening that you are not wasting your time this morning, that you are not wasting your time serving the Lord. You are investing towards your enthronement, both in the now and the hereafter. You are not wasting your time serving the Lord. You are investing into your enthronement, both in the now and the hereafter. In the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 26 and 27, the Bible makes us to understand there, it said, but you shall not be so. He that is greatest among you shall be as the younger, and he that is chief shall be as he that doth serve. And verse 27, for whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. That's Jesus speaking there. He said the secret to greatness, to enthronement, is service. Serving God is the key to God lifting you up. If we are going to be enthroned, then stewardship is our pathway. Serving the agenda of God, taking advantage of every divine agenda, is the secret to us experiencing a change of story. And I see that becoming each one of our experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same scripture, verse 28 down to verse 30, it says there that ye are they which have continued with me. So it's not just what you start, you must continue. It said, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. He said, I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me. And what will happen? He said, you will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, they are from Israel, but they will not be among the people. They will be separated from them on thrones. Why? They were serving God. So our distinction and our enthronement is tied to our stewardship. But what did he say? He said, ye are they which continued. Somebody said, but I serve God in the years past. No, it is continuity. The Bible says, be steadfast. He said, continue to abound in the work of the Lord. He said, for as much as you know that your labor shall not be in vain in the Lord. So there is a demand for continuity. You served 5 years ago, you served 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago. Now it's another opportunity to continue in stewardship. It is the continuity that gives birth to supernatural enthronement. I see each one of us receiving the grace required for continuity in the name of Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul speaking in verse 5, he said, do the work of an evangelist. And between verse 7 and verse 8, we see the result of doing that work. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And now is laid for me a crown. I have done what he asked me to do. The work of the evangelist, I have done it. And as a result of that, I have run the course that he put before me. I finished it, and now there is a crown. So both on the earth and in eternity, there is a return of enthronement for our engagement. That is why we must continue. We must be persistent. We must be consistent. We must refuse to relent. We must keep abounding, not reducing, in our engagement. And as a result of that, we'll keep changing levels supernaturally. I see each one of us enjoying the grace for consistency in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget that God has made it clear, among the great rewards are the enthronement rewards, both on the earth and in eternity. I see each one of us receiving grace to be consistent to the point of our rewards in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand and your voice and begin to receive grace from God? I receive grace, Lord, to be consistent, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I receive grace to be consistent and always abounding in the work of the Lord. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. Let that grace be made mine. Thank you, mighty God. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand as we receive our Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift up your two hands and give God thanks one more time for light that has come again this morning. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
If you put a seed in the ground and you keep bringing it out to check how far it has gone, the seed will die. But the kingdom is like a man who has cast a seed in the ground and should sleep and wake. And the seed should grow. He knows not how. Stay committed. Only tireless commitment and dedication guarantees a future in stewardship. Stay committed. You are only to be tired of serving when you are tired of blessing. Thou shalt serve, he shall bless. You are free to be tired of serving God when you are tired of being healthy and whole. I will take sickness away from you. You have prayed that grace. That grace has been released.
Amen.
And that grace will abide with each one of us for life.
Amen.
Remember, God does not bless groups. He blesses individuals. Look to Abraham, your father, and said, I called him alone and bless him. He blesses individuals. God does not reward groups. Everyone shall be rewarded according to his own labor. His own labor. His own labor. His own labor on the prayer altar. His own labor in reaching out to the lost. His own labor in meeting and servicing the needs of those around us. His own labor in praying for the needs of others to be met. God does not reward groups, he rewards individuals. These are all statements we are very used to. So, keep engaging. Keep engaging. It's an open-ended platform. There are no restrictions. You can do it in secret. In fact, prayer is always in secret. You can't be praying aloud on the street and going about. Amen. You can win souls on the prayer altar. You can see them established on the prayer altar. Take advantage of this open-ended service platform and endeavor to give Jesus the best of your best in the year 2020. And so, what eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor has ever crossed the mind of any man, shall become your new experience.
Amen.
in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's 29th of May, we had our first fellowship ever in this ministry 39 years ago. Hallelujah. 29th of May 1981, and coincidentally, it was, it's also a Friday. And today is Friday. 39 years ago, we had our first Faith Liberation Hour Fellowship, which became a household name within a short period. Where are you going? I'm going to Faith Leave. Where will you be on Friday? Faith Leave. I'm going to Faith Leave. And Jesus hasn't stopped doing what he began doing from the first day till now. Give the Lord Jesus a big hand of praise. If he won't stop doing his bidding, he won't stop manifesting himself. In the name of Jesus, the next 39 years of your life, it will be from glory to glory.
Amen.
Your fire will not go out.
Amen.
Your zeal will not go down.
Amen.
You'll be ever on the move.
Amen.
With Jesus.
Amen.
In all areas of your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up those two hands and thank him for 39 years of pulpit ministry in this commission. Give him thanks for confirming his word over and again all through the years. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. For signs and wonders without number. Hitherto, give him thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Please be reminded that by heaven's agenda, the midst of the year is a very unique season. And we're stepping into that on Monday. So come prepare for a prophetic word that will position you properly to maximize the next 2 months of your life. Revive thy work, O God, in the midst of the year.
Yes.
In the midst of the year, make known thy power. By scattering every everlasting mountain that's staring us in the face and leveling out every perpetual hill and making your power bear among your people. And at the end of the day, changing your people to their high places. Something must break forth in your life.
Amen.
In this midst of the year season that we are face to face with, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up those two hands and speak to the day. It's your day. Today is declared your day of testimony. It's declared your day of good news. Something's breaking forth in your favor today. Give him thanks and praise. A prophetic word is going in your direction must begin to find fulfillment right now. Give him thanks. Celebrate him.
Give him thanks. Give him praise. Celebrate him. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. Give him the praise that is due unto him. Jesus, we celebrate you. You are worthy of all praise. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations, amen and amen. You are blessed.